Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering.
You mean to tell me you had an extra pair of gloves the whole time?
Yeah, we're in the Rockies.
That is our second consecutive Dumb and Dumber reference. In as many games.
This is Brewers 360.
At 8:45 on the line from Colorado, Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering. What's up, Level?
Hey, no gloves required. It's beautiful today. 75 degrees. Going to be gorgeous.
You know, I was watching the game. I heard you refer to, and they had a beautiful shot from, you know, like the home plate area looking out on the Rockies. And you talked about how the mountains are still snow-capped, but it was in the 70s for game time?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's an amazing place to be. It's almost like Arizona, where you look up and you see Flagstaff, and they've got all the snow on the mountains, but it's 90 degrees down where you are. This place has so many different climates. It's really, really beautiful. I'm going to Red Rocks today to do some exercise, maybe a little hike. Never been to Red Rocks, so I'm excited to pull that off today.
What's so fun about that place, Levo, is that like there doesn't have to be a concert or anything like that, but there's still a million people around. Walking around that venue.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I understand that they have some sunrise yoga. Maybe there's some goat yoga that shows up at some point. I'm not thinking that I'm going to be by myself out there. That's for sure. It's going to be a whole gaggle of humans.
So far, a good start to this road trip. We've got, the Rockies and then Arizona after that. And since the disastrous start to the season for the Brewers, 0-4 to get out of the gate, we now have a winning record.
It's amazing, right? The world was caving in on itself last week, and now 6-5, and all is good in the world. And I think the Brewers are still dealing with some of their own stuff in terms of the pitching rotation, right? It's still kind of a very much a patchwork situation with the rotation. But Freddie Peralta has been the anchor. He was outstanding again last night. Traded for Quinn Priester. He's going to be in the rotation maybe tomorrow. Tyler Alexander gets the ball today. I think it just goes to show that clubhouse is really connected, and nobody's given up on each other. And yeah, it's early, and you're 11 games into the season, but four games is four games. You can weather that storm, and I think that's what the Brewers have done so beautifully over the years is they've just never wavered within that clubhouse, within those walls. They've been confident, and that shows on the field.
A lot of conversation during the broadcast, Level, about Freddie, that he's throwing a little bit harder this year and that he's throwing a lot more strikes. He did give up the solo shot, but kind of like just go at him with strikes, pound the zone, and let guys hit the ball and let your defense take care of the rest.
Well, how many times have we seen Freddie in years past go 0-2 on somebody and then he's 3-2 and then it's an 8 right. pitch at bat? You get a couple more foul balls and then, he only goes 4 or 5 innings. And I know last night he went 5 innings. It's Denver. It's thin air. I get it. That's fine. He was at 80-some-odd pitches. But in years past, it was just because of there was just so much adversity that he had to deal with over the course of a start. Him pitching economically, going after guys, not being afraid of contact. It's a new look, Freddie Peralta. He's going to pitch deeper in ball games, and he's going to be able to help out this team more because he's pitching to more contact.
And Bryce Terang appears to have found his man strength.
No doubt. He's growing up right in front of our eyes. 444-foot home run, the furthest of his career. You can call it thin air or whatever, but that ball was absolutely torched off of his bat. An 11-game hitting streak. He's fun to watch. Just a couple little adjustments that he made in the offseason, different hand position. He's slightly more upright with his stance, and he seems to have found what he needs offensively. The guy is a superstar in the making.
My favorite play of the night, Level, was Isaac Collins, a young guy in left field, slams full dead-on speed into the wall, chasing down a ball that I think would have been foul, but it was an important out for the Brewers, then comes back to lead off the inning with a base knock.
It was an unbelievable play, and you look at those walls, whether it's fair or foul territory, and you go, well, they've got padding on them. They're nice and soft. There's nothing but concrete behind those things, guys. And he slammed into it with both knees, and we showed on the TV side the indentation that his knees left in the padding. And also to have the presence of mind to know that, oh my gosh, I don't know what's going on with my body, but I got to get this ball in because there's a guy at first base. All of that was going into that play. And as you said, very next inning, first pitch, whack, base hit right up the middle, and he starts a four-run rally. You know, those are spark plug type of plays, and that's what it was last night for Isaac Collins.
Are you noticing when you go to these stadiums for the first time this year, is there like an homage or a handshake or a flower or something for Mr. Baseball for Uke every time you guys go to a new stadium?
Yeah, there was not flowers, but certainly conversations. We had seen the Rockies in spring training, so Jack Corrigan and Jerry Schemmel, their radio guys, they were close with Bob, and you know Bob would always call Jack Corrigan, "Hey, Jackie boy." So he was the only guy who called him Jackie boy. And he goes, "That's what I'm going to miss." He's the only guy that ever called me that, and I would let call me that. And you're starting to hear a lot of stories about nicknames that Bob had for people that only he could get away with calling people. But yeah, the conversations are ongoing. I feel like that's going to be a common theme over the course of the year when teams see us for the first time and know that Bob is not with us. But you know, we appreciate it. I think I told the story on opening day after they played the tribute video, and everybody turned around and looked into our booth. One, just because they knew that Bob wasn't going to be there, and they wanted to get a feel for that. But also, I think there was a hat tip of support for us and for everybody else, and it is greatly appreciated from everybody.
Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering with us live on Brewers 360 this morning. It's a 7:40 first pitch tonight from Colorado. Thanks, Level.
You got it. Take care, guys.
See you, bud.